The school board narrowed its options to either a 90,000-square-foot air-supported permanent dome or a 50,000-square-foot steel-sided indoor complex. Superintendent Kelly Jacoby says after more information gathering, the board will meet again in 2 weeks to discuss what course to take.
Our presentations by people that can give us more information about the different options, which would be like a steel building and a dome. We heard some information about an option that is a year-round dome that we hadn't heard before, so the board asked for more information about that option.
Jacoby says a facility will be on the current school plant. She says one option is to attach it to the high school to use the bathrooms and locker rooms in the school. She says another option is at the practice fields. Superintendent Jacoby outlines where the funding sources are.
There is a lot of money from private donations through HSF. We will be taking money from the maintenance budget over the next several years, and then money from the fund balance.
Dr. Lee Swank pledged $500,000 for such a facility. The Hodegg Schools Foundation raised an additional $700,000. Along with the district's pledge, the school has about $7 million for facility construction and maintenance. She says the projects will not need any referendum of any kind. The board also decided Monday to spend $600,000 to put in artificial turf at Mike Webster Stadium. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.